Hey Rockstar, welcome to another episode of Book Discussions. This time around, I'm going to be talking about the book A Good Name by Yejide Kilanko. Yejide Kilanko always writes in a way that leaves you looking forward to the next page, and A Good Name is no different. This book actually tells the story of a young man who decides to go back to the village to pick up a wife much, much younger than he is, despite having someone else that he loved and wanted in the United States. It tells the story of pain, duty, responsibility, first marriages, friendships, and a forbidden love. The story is very familiar because as a Nigerian, I'm sure that you must have seen it on the news one time or the other, but I love the different type of way that Yejide writes about it. I love the depth that she brought into the story, because most times what you see during the news is just, oh, blah, 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 right? You don't know what has gone down to lead to that situation. So the depth that Yejide brought to this story is what I loved, right? I literally could feel my heart pumping so hard as I was reading the last chapter, just flipping page after page, hoping for the best, but it is what it is. And I could just imagine that, like, I could see that scene playing out in a movie, and I can just imagine how intense and how much of an emotionally charged moment it was. Like, this is what this book does to you. Like, I literally pictured Eziafa and Zina in that room, especially in that last chapter. Like, I was in that room with them. Trust me. That's how powerful Yejide's writing is. And that's how much it can open your mind to just seeing things. And I really love this book. Also, I love that she added an epilogue. That epilogue really made me happy because, you know, most times people do all these things. You have to sort of do duty to family. And it almost seems as if you're the only one that bears the brunt of that, or you're the only one that bears the consequences of that. And I think that this particular book just reminded me of the episode 210 of Monday Motivation, where I spoke about the fact that you mustn't fight every battle, especially when it comes to our loved ones, and most importantly when it impedes on your journey. I keep thinking to myself, what would Eziafa's life would have been if he just told his mom, no, this is not my battle to fight, I'm going to live my life the way I want it. I wonder what his life would have been. I cannot stop wondering that, but it is what it is. Beyond that as well, I mean, I also love the fact that I also wish that Jovita as a character featured more. I know. But I mean, I wouldn't even mind a spin-off of Jovita's life and the backstory into Jovita's life and what she did after. Like, that's like one of my favorite characters in the book. And I wish there was so much more in her. But I love the way that her chapter closes out. But I still wish I read so much more about her. But beyond that, this is another masterpiece from Yejide, and I hope that she never ever stops writing. Please, if you're looking for an interesting book to read, especially if you're looking for an authentic Nigerian story about where the characters, if you're looking for an authentic Nigerian story set both in Nigeria and the abroad, I believe that A Good Name is a really, really good book for you to read. Honestly, this book is good. It's really good. I have to say that. I was quite sad that it didn't have more pages. And it wasn't because the story was incomplete or anything, but it was just too interesting. And I was just like, oh, I wish there were more pages. But the story was complete. There was nothing else to add. And I think Yejide just practiced bowing out when the ovation is loudest when it came to A Good Name, and I love how she ended it, and I really enjoyed reading it. I mean, it left me in a mood for a day, you know, just thinking back on so many other things. But at the end of the day, it was a book that I was glad that I read, and it's a book I'll recommend to you any given day. So pick up A Good Name by Yejide Kilanko, read it, let me know what your thoughts are, and thanks for listening.